You're listening to Package Your Genius, a conversation designed to give you clarity around your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. So last night I attended an event for women who are business owners and leaders in the community, and it was a networking thing, and it was a really good room of people who, some of whom I knew quite a few of the people in attendance, but there were a lot of new faces or people who I'd maybe seen on social media but never met in person. But it was one of those chances to connect with people in my network that I don't typically see on a regular basis. They're not a part of my day-to-day routine, my life. The only time I would see them is if I went to a conference or a networking event like the one that I attended the other night. Anyway, while I was there, I saw two people who I know and have had, you know, coffee with, meals with, conversations with, phone conversations. We've seen each other times before, but, you know, they're not in my day-to-day routine, so we don't talk often. And one of the women stopped me and gave me a hug. And, you know, we said, it's been so good to see you. And, you know, haven't seen you in so long. And she told me, you know, she said, I love your podcast. I listen to your podcast when I just need a little pick me up or I just need a good word. And, you know, I think maybe she said that on Twitter or Facebook. She might have commented on one of my podcasts. But there's nothing like hearing someone verbalize to you the difference that your work is making. The difference that your work is making in their life, even if you think what you're doing is a small thing, even if you, you know, feel like your work is not hitting those, you know, 100 lists, the 100 top people in your field or your industry. I'm fortunate that my podcast has been on a few of those lists. People have named it as a favorite podcast or something that they listen to. There are a lot of lists that it hasn't been on. I think when you get caught up in where you are and you start doing the comparison thing, like, are people listening to mine as much as they're listening to hers or yours, or do people even care? It can really get into your head. And hearing her say that to me at the networking event was confirmation, because I am a person who does a lot of things. I like to try different things, different mediums, different ways to connect, different ways to get my message out, different ways to connect with an audience. And I love doing the podcast, but sometimes you wonder, are people loving it as much as I'm loving it? This person who I don't see very often and who doesn't, you know, text me and say things to me is still being impacted by the work that I'm doing. And so it just encouraged me to keep doing what I'm doing. And then another person that I saw at this networking event said, you know, oh my gosh, you're working with my friend and she just thinks the world of you. She thinks you're amazing. Why don't we have lunch and figure out how the two of us can work together and maybe partner on some things? Now, this is a person who I've known for years too, kind of at a distance. So like, we weren't as close as the other lady that I mentioned, but she's someone I knew of. I know what she does. She knows what I do, et cetera, et cetera. And then having a person who she's close to tell her about her experience of working with me intrigued her and made her want to know more. And so on the same token, I was not talking to the client saying, what do you think? How is it going? How do you feel? Do you like working with me? Etc. And actually, we hadn't talked in a couple of months. But to hear that that is what is being said when I'm not in the room really reinforced the power of your personal brand. So like, what is it that you're putting out there that people can consume or that people can reflect on and talk about when you're not there? Because they are talking, right? Like, I'm doing this podcast and wondering how it's reflecting and how it's hitting you guys on the other end. And even if you are not saying it, you're listening and you're resonating. At least the woman who I ran into, that was her experience. And she says she likes to kind of take some time and listen once a week can just get a good word. And then this other person who talked to a client that I haven't even talked to in a while, but that was the first thing that was on her mind when she saw me. And so that was the brand. And that's a result of just doing the work and not necessarily worrying about how people are receiving it if you know it's good. And then the last person I talked to a couple of weeks ago, she signed up for a discovery session on my website. And as we were talking about her and her goals and what she wants to do and how maybe we can work together, she told me that she has been following me online for 5 years. So we've been connected on LinkedIn for 5 years. And for 5 years, she's been watching my updates and, you know, reading the articles I post and looking at the things that I've shared. And she hasn't said anything because she's not a person who says things. She's not a commenter or a liker or a sharer, but she is seeing the information and it's helped her. And she told me that she just wanted to let me know that she gets something. She's been learning from me for years. And she said, you know, it probably feels like you just met me, but I feel like I've known you for years because I've been following you and reading your content and really learning and growing from the things that you share. And so that was really powerful too, because again, here's an instance of someone who's not one of my most vocal network members or followers, but is getting a lot out of what I'm putting out there. And I wanted to share that with you in case you're doing something and you don't feel like people are paying attention or that people care. And my message to you is that if it matters to you and if it is something that's been placed on your heart to do, on your heart to share, on your heart to teach, and if you feel like people need it, you need to put it out there, because 9 times out of 10, they are watching, they are listening. You know, they are reading the things that you're sharing. They are getting something out of what you're sharing. They are, if nothing else, beginning to align you with the topic that you say you want to be known for. And so even when people are not responsive, even when people are not singing your praises and retweeting everything that you share and, you know, responding to your e-blasts or calling you up saying, I just heard your latest episode, or I just saw your Facebook Live and I just want to figure out how we can get involved. They're paying attention. It takes some people longer than others to get on the bandwagon and say something, or sometimes it takes people a longer time to get ready. You know, in response to the woman who reached out to me after following me on LinkedIn, she's at a point in her life where she's ready to start thinking about her next chapter, her next phase, and what she can do to be more intentional about how she uses her gifts. Now, she was not in that position 5 years ago, but by me continuing to be consistent and share content on LinkedIn and have a place for her to learn from me and have a way for her to learn from me and stay familiar with me, I've been planting little seeds in her brain, in her subconscious, on her spirit, so that when she was ready to have that conversation, she thought of me. And so while everybody is not going to take 5 years to reach out to you and ask you, hey, how can we work together? Just know that there are, while there may be, you know, 100 people who you think are paying attention, for every 100 people you think are paying attention, multiply that by 10 or even 100, because there are multitudes and a much higher number of people out there who are paying attention, but they're just not vocal. They don't know what to say. They don't have anything to say. They hear what you're saying or read what you're writing and take something away from it, even if it's just the inspiration of seeing you do your thing. So take comfort in that. If you're in that position where you're wondering, why am I doing this? Does anyone care? If it was placed on your heart to do, if it was a message that, you know, you were given, and if you feel like there are still people out there who need whatever it is that you're sharing, like it's not one of those issues that has been completely solved. It's like Now we have a vaccine for chickenpox, but, you know, if there are still people out there getting chickenpox, then clearly we still need to be, you know, giving people the vaccine. So our work is not done. And it makes me think of something that I read earlier this week on Facebook. It was a post that the Humans of New York Facebook page posted, and it was an interview with President Obama, and it really captured everything that I'm thinking and feeling and really pulled together those personal experiences for me, and I'm going to read it to you. So this is a quote from President Obama himself. He says, "I first ran for Congress in 1999 and I got beat. I just got whooped. I had been in the state legislature for a long time. I was in the minority party. I wasn't getting a lot done, and I was away from my family and putting a lot of strain on Michelle. Then for me to run and lose that bad, I was thinking maybe this isn't what I was cut out to do. I was 40 years old, and I'd invested a lot of time and effort into something that didn't seem to be working. But the thing that got me through that moment and any other time that I felt stuck is to remind myself that it's about the work. Because if you're worrying about yourself, if you're thinking, am I succeeding? Am I in the right position? Am I being appreciated? Then you're going to end up feeling frustrated and stuck. But if you can keep it about the work, you'll always have a path. There's always something to be done." I really loved that message from President Obama, who I am going to miss dearly. But I think that that really was powerful for me, because I think that a big part of what I do is I help people become more visible and get recognized for the work that they're doing so that they can attract more opportunities. But on the same token, what I'm not about is getting exposure and making noise for exposure and noise's sake, right? I think that there's something to be said about getting recognize and getting the word out about what you're doing. But if it's just about getting the word out, if it's just about making noise, if it's just about, you know, the popularity contest or the feeling important because you were interviewed on TV, that's not, to me, that's not the work. The work is how can we use the tools of personal branding and PR to create more visibility around the things that matter, around messages that matter, around causes that matter, around products that can make our lives better. So to me, that's what it's about. And so for whatever it is that you do, you know, as you build your brand, because I know so many people who listen to this podcast are looking for ways to build their brands, as you, you know, go out and go after speaking engagements and media opportunities and awards, and you are doing things like starting a podcast or writing a blog, publishing on Medium, getting interviews, you are inevitably going to encounter a season when you're not doing as much as you were before, or people aren't paying attention as much as they were before. But that doesn't mean that you should stop whatever it is that you're doing, because I truly believe that if you have been called to do something, deliver a message, solve a challenge, and help an audience, until everybody that needs whatever it is that you do has it, can do it, has mastered it, and you know you're no longer needed, you've got to keep going. So you may not have a top 100 podcast on iTunes, or you may not get a million hits to your blog, but if your contribution is helping someone, if the information that you have, the message that you have, the tools, the product, whatever it is that you have is helping someone, I think that you owe it to them to keep going and be, allow yourself to be fueled by the people who are counting on you to inspire them, encourage them, teach them, and keep them going, as I am. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Package Your Genius. Please visit me online at AmandaMillerLittlejohn.com. You can visit the Academy, which we are rounding out. We just passed the halfway mark in the Package Your Genius Academy. But to learn more about that program and find out when our next cohort will be enrolling, visit PackageYourGeniusAcademy.com. And as always, if you need your own personal branding roadmap to help you figure out how you can land more clients, praise, and press, visit The Branding Box at www.thebrandingbox.com to learn more about this award-winning personal branding home study system and toolkit that I am sure you are going to love. I will see you next time.